We now take a look at the behavior of others. This is Tom's favorite segment of all time. He loves this.
Almost as much as I like the email bag, but go ahead.
Well, what do you mean? You like it when you ask constantly, can we please look at the email bag
right.
and answer questions?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, sure, Tom, anything that you want to do, my brother. This is your show, man.
Right.
You call the shots. All right. 34-year-old individual in Arizona got released from jail last week. That's good. You serve your time,
mm-hmm.
learned your lesson, you go back out into society and become productive.
How long did he last?
Well, he served 5 months for doing drugs and drug-related activity. And apparently 66 minutes later, he was back in police custody.
Is that a new record?
I don't know if it's a new record. He and the guy who had picked him up got pulled over. They had weed in the car and a gun fully loaded with hollow points. Well, obviously.
Dude, I haven't been baked in 5 months. It's time.
All right, where's the gun for it? Well, we got to steal the cash in order to go buy the weed. This should be listed under our booze news, but don't have the money. Early Friday morning, 28-year-old in Iowa was busted for drunk driving. And on his first breathalyzer test, he blew a .467.
Shouldn't he be dead?
Yeah, I think that's coma status. That's 6 times the legal limit.
That has to be a mistake.
The second time he blew the breathalyzer, it wouldn't even register. The machine said, hi, H-I. No kidding.
What off the scale is?
You are high. The next time he blew, he was so drunk that it would not register at all.
His defense attorney is going to get him off now.
Yeah, saying that it was not the...
machinery was malfunctioning.
Calibrated or something.
Yeah.
That name. For the average size male to hit that blood alcohol level, you would have had to do 20 shots in an hour.
So the cop says, come on, blow it again. Come on,
yeah, shots
come
in
on.
An hour.
She can do this.
Yeah.
What's the most shots you ever did in one night?
Oh, I don't know.
you don't remember?
Basically, I do know this. This was the last time I got really hammered and sick afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Buddy came over. We were supposed to celebrate doing some stuff, and I went and bought a bottle of Jose Cuervo 1800 tequila. Okay? Nobody that came over wanted to do shots.
Mm.
So me and a buddy, we sat there, and after everybody, we drank the bottle.
A whole bottle of tequila.
Yeah. Mm. And I looked at him. I said, are you really feeling it? And he goes, no, not that much. I said, me either. Huh.
You thought.
Yeah. So I cracked open the Jack. And we did a couple shots of Jack Daniels
on top of a whole bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have never been so sick in my entire life. Apparently, Jack Daniels and Jose Cuervo do not get along.
It's not the nectar of the gods, baby.
Last Thursday, a 23-year-old was on a JetBlue flight from Boston to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Why was he going to Fort Lauderdale, you ask? Well, it was time to go to rehab for alcohol abuse.
Mm.
On the plane... He decided, you know, this is my last hurrah, so he pretended to be a soldier so people would buy him drinks. He got hammered, made a scene, and then threatened to kill one of the flight attendants. So guess what? The plane was diverted to Jacksonville. He was arrested. He's now facing felony charges of interfering with a flight crew.
Isn't there a new law that you can't impersonate a soldier either?
I, you know what, I'll be honest with you, I don't know whether those passed or if they got shot down. There was some issues with it, some yes, some no. Either way, there's a whole look at a bunch of alcohol-related stories.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, we've talked about this a couple times. Keith Richards is writing a children's book.
Mm-hmm.
It's called One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, and Other Things That Swim Around on Your Ceiling When You Smoke the Good Stuff.
Not what it's called.
No. It's about an ancient nocturnal creature who can't be killed by conventional weapons. Basically, it's an autobiography. No. The book offered Keith a rare opportunity to tell a personal story that doesn't end with, and then they woke me up, put adrenaline shot in my heart, and put a guitar in my hand, pushed me out on stage.
Uh-huh.
At least that's what I've heard. Kim Kardashian scraped her front bumper in a minor car collision yesterday in Beverly Hills. Apparently, there wasn't enough impact for the Kanye West to deploy. Oh, I mean the other airbag.
I caught a little bit of the Kardashians by mistake the other day.
You can see a doctor for
Kim
that.
Kim Kardashian is the smart one of the bunch.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
She's the one that knows a little bit about what's going on.
Uh-huh, because it's scripted for her. Liza Minnelli turned 68 years old today, just in case you were wondering why the Pottery Barn was empty. Dallas Sivoy won this year's Iditarod race in Alaska.
I don't know who that is.
Sivoy credits his successful run to screaming, "Here comes Michael Vick!"
Brother.
A picture has surfaced of Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers sucking on an unknown woman's toes. A picture of Peyton Manning sucking also surfaced recently. It's called the Super Bowl. A survey of female online daters is finding that their ideal date is a tidy, cultured, sensitive man. Unfortunately, the same study finds out that the ideal date for a tidy, cultured, sensitive man
is another man. Sensitive man.
Only 3% of people prefer wine that has a screw cap. Tom does because it's hard to muzzle that popping cork noise here in the office. Mm. And last but not least, President Obama has appeared on the Zach Galifianakis internet show, which is called Between Two Ferns. It is the first time that Obama has done anything on a website that actually works.
And you know that after making that appearance, the number of people going onto the exchanges went up by a large number.
Yes. And did you know that over 900,000 people that have signed up still haven't paid? There it is. That's all the information you could possibly use. Please use it for good and not for evil.
Oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day!
All right, stop what you're doing. Even if commuting, here's a song about Wednesday, hump day. Rainy or sunny, you go to work to make money. See, today is Wednesday's what it happens to be, so gather round. Don't you be wearing no frown, you're loving the sound of this hump day, get down. Any work that you got, put it right up on the shelf, and let's now enjoy yourself and celebrate Wednesday. So move your hump now this way and that way. Come on and jiggle those pants, come and take a chance, and let's do the hump day dance.
The hump day dance, here's your chance to do the hump day.
Hump day.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.